And now it's time for something I like to call Mudflap at the Movies. Wait, I gotta do it with echo. Mudflap at the Movies. Today we're gonna talk about the movie Hate Ship, Love Ship. It's an indie based on a short story by the Nobel Prize winner Alice Munro. It's directed by Liza Johnson. Now, Hate Ship, Love Ship stars Kristen Wiig as Plain Jane Johanna, a lonely woman that takes a job as a housekeeper and a governess to an elderly lawyer, Nick Nolte, who is the guardian of his teenage daughter, played by Hailee Steinfeld, who was Maddie in the Coen brothers' version of True Grit, which she was great in that. She plays Sabitha. Now, Sabitha's mother is dead, and her father, played by Guy Pearce, he's kind of a loser. He lives in a motel with his icky girlfriend, Chloe, who is played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, which it's kind of nice to see her in something else again, but nothing special here. Sabitha and her friend create a fake email account for her father, and then they send love notes to Johanna. You would expect this to go bad, horribly bad. But this is a chick flick. Kristen Wiig does a fine job here. I'm not a big Kristen Wiig fan, so I'm not giving her extra points. I think she plays herself in everything, you know, low-key, a bit mumbly, you know, for my taste. But the women seem to love her. I'm not sure they will here in this. I'm not really sure what the appeal of Kristen Wiig is. I know women do love her. I guess she was great in Bridesmaids, but she hasn't done a whole lot that excites me since then. I am a big Guy Pearce fan. He tries his best with the material, but the pacing of this movie is slower than a blood clot. I'm not sure why Nick Nolte's in this. He must have needed money for paying a bar tab somewhere. The visual quality of the movie is good. It's shot well. It's nice to look at. The soundtrack doesn't do much, really. But then again, the whole movie doesn't do much and leaves me wanting more. This is the kind of movie you'll see on Netflix or on a cruise ship when there's little else to watch. I'm not saying it sucked. It just wasn't the kind of chick flick that makes me feel okay telling my guy friends I watched it and they'd like it too. Hate Ship, Love Ship, it's playing everywhere now. But my suggestion on this, if you want to go see a movie, go see something else. Wait till this is on Netflix or you're trapped in a cruise ship cabin and it comes on your free TV. And that's my review of Hate Ship, Love Ship here on Mudflap at the Movies. Till next time, see ya.